610 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai. Our program is brought to you tonight by Kettering University. Think differently, learn differently at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Wausau Homes of Stevensville, redefining the building experience. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Luke Brown and Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial, independent, uncomplicated, objective, securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Lane Automotive, they're currently hiring in their distribution center. Go to laneautomotive.com. Life is better at Lane. And Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics. This is Robotics Roundtable. Again, Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai. We welcome you to our broadcast tonight. We're live on the radio. Of course, we're also on Facebook Live right now. So if you want to go to Facebook, look for WSJM News. You can follow along there. And if you've got a question or a comment or you want to give a shout out to any of the students on the teams here tonight, so we encourage you to do that, please. And we'll try to respond to that or let the students show you support robotics here in Southwest Michigan. Tim, how are things going on with you and your life tonight?
Tonight, awesome, because I'm surrounded by these students.
I am.
And you.
Yeah.
And you.
Who's our teams tonight?
Our teams tonight are Team 5462, Two-Paw R Robotics out of Paw Paw, Michigan, and Team 5535, the Bionic Bison from New Buffalo.
Awesome. The Bionic Bison.
Yeah. Do you hear that $6 million man thing?
I do.
Only we do, because I don't think any of these kids would get that.
Yeah, I know. That's from like the 1970s. I'm much, much, much older than Tim, but we still remember that show. So I love the names of the teams, though. I mean, they're so creative on some of these teams.
It does make you pause a couple of times when you're walking by and you catch a name, and it's, you know, kind of like riding down the road and you'll see a license plate that's kind of got something it means, and you spend 5 miles following that person to figure out what it is. It's the same thing with trying to figure out looking at a shirt without looking at the shirt kind
exactly.
of thing.
Yeah, exactly. We had, before we get into this, though, real quick, just a quick recap of the weekend where we had some competitions.
Yeah, so this weekend the competitions actually were limited as far as the number of teams from our area that were competing. The only two teams competing were Mattawan, the Wired Cats. They competed at the West Michigan District event along with the Average Joes. Both teams did actually pretty well. The Average Joes finished overall second place after the qualification rounds, and fourth ranking was where Mattawan was sitting. Mm-hmm. And they both were part of alliances, and in the very first round of eliminations, they went out, so they advanced to the quarterfinals, and the Average Joes won an award for excellence in engineering. So that is the end of competition, the regular season, if you will, for the Average Joes. With their two competitions, they are now sitting 28th ranked in the state out of 160 teams. Are the top 160 teams actually end up at the state championship?
Awesome. And when is the state championship?
State championship. We were just talking about that in the lobby here beforehand. That is the weekend of April 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th.
That's coming up quick.
Yeah, real quick, especially for those of us who are part of the planning committee. It's a little quicker than we need it to be here, though. From the other side, though, the students are looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think Daniel was saying that the last 2 weeks had been the longest 2 weeks of his life because he's been waiting for their next competition, which for each of these teams is going to be next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend.
Okay. Well, it's been an exciting spring, I'll tell you. Since when was the reveal? That was January
6th or 7th was the kickoff.
Was the kickoff, yeah.
And we've been going full speed ahead. And these students have been eating unhealthy and not sleeping very well, which at your age, enjoy it. It doesn't catch up with you.
But
it will catch up with you at some point in time. So
absolutely.
So we're going to do the roundtable thing since it's robotics
roundtable.
Well, it is
a roundtable in our studio.
Roundish.
Yeah, it's so, roundish.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce the mentors, a couple of the mentors from the teams, and let them tell a little bit about themselves, how long they've been involved with FIRST, you know, what got you into it, and some of the reasons you keep coming back to it. Because we have a first time attendee, and then we have someone who's been here three times now, and we've got to believe there's a hook that brings Rob back. But we're going to start with Mike from Two-Paw R.
Hi, my name is Mike. This is actually my first year as a mentor. My son Owen, who's sitting across the table from me right now, This is his second year. He's been on the drive team both years. And it's just, you know, it's an incredible program because it's not just about robots. It's about teamwork. And, you know, the memories when you think back after a season's done is not just the robot. It's
right.
The teamwork and the long hours, the 6-7 days a week, you know, and just after going to Worlds last year, it's like you kind of want to go back so bad.
So what do you do outside your robotics world? What do you do on a day-to-day basis? What's your profession?
Oh, I'm actually a bakery manager.
A bakery
so,
manager?
So, yeah. So, you know, I'm
didn't
I'm,
even bring donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like my day goes, I get up at like 1:30 in the morning and then all day and then every afternoon.
So, again,
showing
our age, the time to make the donuts.
That's right. That's right. That's me.
So 1:30 in the morning. So then what are the – you jumped in, and what did you think that you could add to the team, and did you find yourself discovering that you're learning new things also?
Well, yeah, being my younger son is on the middle school team.
Okay.
This is his first year for that. So,
okay.
And, you know, I helped out a lot more with that, and it's like, you know, after you start at that level, you just want to scale it up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and see what you can do. And, you know, we're always – Owen and I are always working on stuff around the house, cars, vehicles, whatever. So it just kind of seemed natural to, you know, want to step into this.
Very good. So thanks for jumping in and doing that, too. I mean, the number of people that might think I don't have anything that can apply to or help enhance the teams, once you get involved, you find out basically all these students are finding out, too. They have no specific skill set when they jump into it. It's just we need to do what the team needs us to do.
Yeah, you know, and actually the more you do, the more you realize you don't know half of what these guys know.
Oh, yeah.
With the
yeah,
wiring.
We're not supposed to let them know
the
that.
The coding is like not a clue.
Yes.
You know, I can build things and fabricate and stuff like that, but when it comes to the coding, forget about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I love about this environment and being amongst the students is they do not understand the limitations that we have, you know, of no, we can't do this. You know, we live in this little box of we can't do it because we've never mm-hmm. done it before. And they just blow the box up. You know, why can't we do it?
Oh, I know. You know, it's crazy. You think back to what, you know, 10 years ago, colleges couldn't build these kind of robots.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone given 6 weeks, you know, to accomplish that. And what they get done in that 6 weeks is just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, Rob, let's let you jump in a little bit here. Introduce yourself and then what your background is, because it's going to kind of lend right to what Mike said as far as how it naturally fits into the robotics.
Exactly. My name is Robert Houck. I'm the coach of the Bionic Bison. This is my fourth year. Yep. Yeah, I'm looking at Noah. He's saying yes. This is my fourth year doing it. And so, yeah, I kind of totally relate to what Mike said, that I have a theology major and I went to school for doing ministry. And then the school's like, hey, we need a coach right now. Can you fill this position? And at first I was very skeptical of, like, I don't have this kind of background. What can I actually offer them? And just said, okay, we'll give it a shot, because they didn't have anyone else to do it. And things just exploded from there. Just being able to be there for the kids to let them even explore on their own is a huge advantage to them. And like you were saying, the telling them or just seeing what the kids can create, what they can come up with, is just a huge blessing. It's just amazing. I know some of the kids, some of their ideas for this year is robot. I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work, guys. And they built a couple prototypes. They showed step by step what they're going to do, and it worked. It worked. It proved me wrong. And so, like, that just goes to show you don't have to know everything. Just being there for the kids, giving them the opportunity to learn and grow. That's what it's all about.
And you've learned and grown.
I've learned a lot myself.
So
yes.
we're connected Facebook friends, and I've seen you've been doing a lot of stuff with like CNC, and you've been doing some woodworking stuff.
Yes.
Was that a passion that you had prior to this?
I've always loved doing stuff with my hands, so I started doing woodworking a couple years ago. But because of robotics, I actually picked up the skills. I built my own CNC machine.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty cool from the skills that actually Noah helped me wire it up and code it and stuff. So
Noah just threw the deuce sign. There you go.
Yep.
Kind of now you put that in your resume. I helped the coach along. So.
Exactly.
Very good. So, well, I really appreciate it. I think I'm speaking a little bit on behalf of the students, but thank you guys for being involved. This program does not continue to grow and is not as successful unless we have mentors like you guys who step out of the comfort zone and really enjoy themselves.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Yep. Yeah, this is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Tonight, our teams are 5462 Two-Paw R. Did I say that correctly? Right?
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, from Paw Paw. And Team 5535, the Bionic Bison from New Buffalo. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berry and Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown and Vicki Holt from LPL Financial, Lane Automotive, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll take a break, be back with more, and we'll be talking with the teams after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 93 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable, along with Ray Gustafson, along with Tim Denai. We're also, in addition to being on the air, we are on Facebook Live. We got a bunch of people watching. Want to thank you for that. Hello to Garrett and who's this Melinda Denai? Tim, is that anybody you know? Anyway, Emma Schmidt says hi, everyone. Angela Lucas says hi, Ashton from Dad, Angela, Michelle, Amy, and Bobsha. Which is
grandmother.
Yeah, grandmother.
Grandmother in Polish.
Yep, in Polish. Brandon says Garrett, LOL, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. So okay. So hello to my lovely wife Rhonda, who's watching right now. Hey to Annette Weston, all the way from Minnesota, watching as well. Kim Schmidt says hello, and Rita Anderson says hi. Two-Paw R. So those are just some of the comments. If you've got a comment or a question or a shout out you want to give, type it in on Facebook, and we'll try to embarrass you or read that on the air as well. So teams tonight, Tim, in the studio.
Again, Team 5462, Two-Paw R Robotics out of Paw Paw, and Team 5535, the Bionic Bison from New Buffalo. Woohoo! We got our own little cheering section. So what we're going to do is we're going to go around the table and let the students introduce themselves, maybe give us a little bit of information. So the reminder again is we'd like to know what school you're from, how long you've been involved with FIRST, maybe what grade you're in, and your name. Oh, yeah, there's a key piece there, your name.
And blood type.
And blood type, in case it gets real bad in this room.
Last week it was shoe size. We need blood type tonight.
There we go. Lots of testing. All right, so we're going to start right across from me.
I'm Mara. I'm from Paw Paw High School. I am a senior, and this is my fourth year in robotics.
Very good.
And as you introduce yourself when you go around, when you get done introducing yourself, go wave back at the Facebook Live camera so people can see when you're talking too. So.
Forgot your blood type.
Nice and close to that mic, please.
I'm Ashton Jacobs Gobieski. I'm from the Bionic Bison. This is my first year freshman.
Wave at the camera.
Re-say that last.
Gobieski.
So it sounds like you're almost a team name all within yourself. Gobieski. Very good. Right across from us?
I'm Noah Sherem. I'm from Team 5535, and I go to New Buffalo High School. I've been involved in FIRST for 2 years. I actually had a chance to be involved for 4 years because my brother did it. The first year we were, created, I guess. Yeah. And I didn't think of it at the time, but I kind of regret that. it's been fun, though.
And what grade are you in?
Oh, I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Okay.
Last year.
Very good. And he waves to the camera.
I'm Owen Kubizak. I'm a sophomore. This is my second year involved with FIRST, and it's a great time.
Who's Denise?
Oh, that's my mother.
She says hi on Facebook, by the way. So wave at your mother.
All right. I like to say hi to Holden.
Wow, you didn't say hi to Mom. Bold move.
Holden's the younger brother.
There we go. That was good play then. Good play.
I'm Daniel Fairchild. I'm from Team 5535. I go to New Buffalo High School. I'm a junior, and this is my second year involved in FIRST Robotics.
Very good.
Wave at the camera.
Slide up close to the microphone.
I'm Dylan Reef. I'm from the Team 5462. I'm a junior in Paw Paw High School, and this is my third year with FIRST Robotics.
Very good. Oh, and he even had the wave. He was ready to go.
I know.
My name is Garrett Massey. I'm from Team Two-Paw R. I'm a senior this year, and it's my third year on the team.
There's a lot of stuff to remember, wasn't that?
Hey, Noah, who's Shanna?
Shanna, that's my
Shanna? Name. Yeah, did you see what she said on Facebook? Who's Noah Bear?
Oh, so when I was young.
Yeah, nice and close to that mic. Get close to that mic so we can hear you.
Yep. Story time.
That's all right.
So when I was younger,
Back, I used to live in up Northmore. We moved down here probably 12 years ago, but in that transition, roughly, I had the nickname Bear.
Okay.
And so it's been my nickname for forever.
Noah Bear. She says, looking good, Bionic Bison as well. Yeah.
There we go.
Very good. Love it when parents get to call out their kids.
I love interaction.
Yes. So what I'd like to kind of find out is success that the teams have had. You guys have competed. Each of you have competed at one competition, and I think we talked beforehand. You're headed off to competition next weekend. Both of you are going to be going to Battle Creek Lakeview, to the Lakeview event. So we've had a little bit of downtime. Pawpaw, it's been 1 week. You guys competed at Gull Lake, correct?
Yeah.
So that was a week three event. And Bionic Bison, you competed at St. Joe, which is a week two event. So we've talked a little bit here in the past and let people know that are on air listening is there's still some things that are happening within the team getting ready for the next competition. So if we want to have somebody from Tupaw R jump in and just kind of say, what are the things you've been working on getting ready between Gull Lake and the Lakeview event? I mean, things that you're going to add to your robot. What have you done? And make sure you say who you are again so people know.
This is Garrett. So some of the few things that we've been doing, we've been working on our intake. We want to make that more sound so we can lift cubes higher and get the scale, as well as the end of the competition at Gull Lake. We worked on our auton. So
we're gonna pretend people listening don't know any of this stuff. Oh. So the intake is, you already kind of said it, there's a portion where we're picking up a cube with the robot, pulling that in, correct?
Yeah.
And then what's the auton?
So autonomous is when is the first 15 seconds of the game, and when and that's when you have pre-written code, which is what runs the robot, and it senses game information that's provided from the field management system, takes that information, reads it, and performs operations all pre-programmed. And it's not a human operating the robot. It's the robot driving itself.
So working on the autonomous, anyone else from Tupaw, is that just a programming piece that's happening, or is there build pieces that are happening to that?
The autonomous, it's just working on getting it right. A lot of it's a lot of repetition, so it's a lot of just programming. But we are, like, we're working on the intake, like Garrett said. That was a lot of building. We took the whole intake apart and try and rebuild it to make it so it could just go just a little bit higher.
So let me get this right. You had a robot that was working and you decided to take it apart to make it a little bit better, crunch time before your next competition.
Yeah, that, pretty much.
Okay, so that's pretty much that's wouldn't be half as fun or twice as stressful either. So that's kind of robotics all kind of rolled into one there. How about Bionic Bison? Does that sound similar to the stuff that you guys, now you've had a little bit more time, so that means you've had more time to get a little bit more creative? Ashton.
Yeah, so Noah. So we have had, I think it's about 3 weeks of just dead space after our last competition. And at the time that you get out of your competition, you kind of want to relax, but then you also want to further your robot. And so what we've been doing since pretty much right after St. Joe, the week right after St. Joe, was we pretty much deleted all of our autonomous code and changed our complete autonomous to something different.
So wait, if somebody's involved with a little bit of programming, you deleted but you saved because you may want to come back to that at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so okay. Right. I did make a backup because okay. I've been down that road. But so I've created the backup, put it in a new script, and just got rid of my autonomous entirely. And we've pretty much revamped our whole autonomous. It's not the same as St. Joe.
So do you have a duplicate robot that you're working on, testing on, or are you just kind of testing your programming in space and thinking it should work?
So we unfortunately don't have the money to build a second robot, otherwise okay. We would. So a lot of it is guesswork. However, we do have sensors on our robot, like encoders that count your wheel revolutions and gyro, which tells you what angle you're on and so on. So the guesswork is then limited.
Okay.
To just, I think maybe it'll work too. This kind of looks like it'll work a lot better than what we had.
Okay. And then Daniel, add into that. So you said this has been a long 2 weeks waiting, and now you're given the nod as a builder. What are you working on during the time where he's doing the magic code?
During this time, I'm really working on because we can't unbag the robot. I'm working on little stuff that or like making a list of when we unbag, what is the first thing we're going to do? What is our main focus or something we got to take off or something we just got to spend the most time on?
Mm-hmm.
And also I've been doing stuff with our drive station and fixing up our robot cart and stuff. So
just this cleaning up kind of stuff.
Cleaning up the stuff that wasn't flowing the smoothest at St. Joe.
Okay. Ashton, as far as he mentioned something about the bag, what's that? You can't take it out of a bag or what's that all about?
Okay. Yeah. So after, our 6 weeks are up, we have to bag the robot, which is, they give us like this giant plastic bag.
Right.
We put the robot in and we can't really take it out of the bag until a week before a competition. And even before a week before a competition, we can only take it out in 2 hour increments.
Why do they make you do that? Do you know why?
It's so like we can't like just like kind of really take like advantage of the time and like say like people that have like first week competitions and like third week competitions. Like we can't just get like that extra 3 weeks. Like every team has.
And it's pretty much based upon the honor system, right? I mean, there's nothing to say you can't rip open the bag and say, but what I've found is pretty much everyone just, they honor that. I've even had to, just visiting teams, someone said, here, can you just sign that we took it out for this 2 hours? You know, knowing that it's totally upon them and the honor system that they want to make sure that they're being equally as fair to their competitors.
All right, this is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM 634. We'll take a quick break. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berry and Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown, Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial, Lane Automotive, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll get to some comments on Facebook when we come back. We're on Facebook Live as well. We'll take a break. Be back with more Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Six 38 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. Ray Gustafson, Tim Dunai in the main studio. And we are not only live on the air, but we are on Facebook Live. If you'd like to follow along, getting a lot of comments and shout outs and things to the team members. Tim, we've got a whole bunch coming in here. Do you need my glasses or can you see okay?
No, but I need you to read the big words to me. If you could do that. Michelle Gobleski, way to go, Ashton. Go Bison from Jeff Leslie. The Schmitz, both Kim and Emma, mom and daughter from Team Lancebot. Good to know that we've got everybody listening, not just family and friends of Tupaw and Bionic Bison. And then Garrett Massey, did you actually liked yourself here? That's awesome. That's awesome. You got to be proud of what you're doing, Garrett. So.
Gotta make friends somehow.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Karen chimed in and says, "Paw Paw rocks. Proud of you, Owen." So if you've got a comment or like I said, or if you've got some questions, also you want to hear the team's answer, put it up there on the Facebook Live, and we'll try to get to that as well. What are we? This is kind of a special time, Tim, isn't it?
It's that time of the show when we do shout outs. So we've already kind of prepped the students and said you're ready to do a shout out, and they don't look prepared at all. So we're going to see how this flies. So Garrett, we're going to start with you. Here's your opportunity for a shout out. Lean into the microphone. Go for it.
This is Garrett. This is my shout out. I just want to give a big shout out to our two lead mentors, Dave Massey and Josh Gettig. They've done a lot for the team. After we lost our previous mentor, they just stepped up to the plate and really got the team in gear. And it's going to be a great year.
Excellent.
Get up nice and close to that mic.
Yes, sir. All right, so I would like to thank a couple sponsors. We'd like to go to Rockwell Automation and thank them for their amazing help and donation that they've done for us this year. And even a shout-out to the Paw Paw Veterinary Clinic for sponsoring this year and helping out. So thank you.
Very good. Like to see we get sponsors from all walks of life.
I'm Daniel. I'd like to thank Creative Manufacturing and Warehousing and also our coach, Mr. Hout. He really inspired all of us this year. He's done a great job so far.
Yay, I get the big list of sponsors. I'm Owen from Paw Paw. I'd like to thank Celia Paw Paw, Veer and Beer and Coffee Company, Lounsbury Excavating, The Shop, Pawpaw Rotary Club, Golden Star Realty, Manning Enterprises, Lakes and Country, Elementary Edge, Brookside Farms, McKenzie Insurance, Taylor's Country and Florist, Red Arrow Ministries, and Al Rowe Metals.
And Owen is shirtless. He's reading that off of his own shirt. So. Noah?
I'm Noah. I would like to thank, actually, Team Lancebot, because it's kind of a story, so just bear with that. Our old programmer from last year, he actually didn't come back this year. Kind of a sad story, but so I then stepped up to become a programmer, and I messaged Lancebot's first day and was like, hey, you want to help me out with this? Do you have time? And so for the past 4 weeks that it's been, I've been bouncing questions off of Lancebot's. And
Mark Washington?
Yep. The Sharkster. So I've been bouncing questions off of him, and he's been more than generous with his time to help me out with it. So, you know, shout out to him and to the Lancebots.
Awesome. Olivia says, hi, Noah. It's Olivia. Hashtag Bionic Bison for life.
That's my younger sister.
There you go. There you go. Ashton?
I'd like to thank JR Automations. They've just recently sponsored us, and they sponsored us in the past as well. I'd also like to thank some of our mentors, Rob Houck and Mike Irwin. They've been a great help to the team so far this year.
Very good.
And previous years.
I'd like to thank our teacher mentors, Mr. Kovac and Mrs. Wessler, and I'd also like to thank our parents who have stepped up and helped out the team.
Very good. Ray, you want to thank anyone?
I'd like to thank all the little people. Oh, wait, no, that's not What do you think this is, the Emmys or something? Lewis will start the music here to shut me off.
No, Owen had the whole list on the shirt. That was awesome. That was awesome. I'm going to add one here. Garrett, I'm just going to help you. Also, we want to thank Ann Massey, mother of Garrett, who also has been phenomenal help at First Tech Challenge events that we've done. She's been a great help when we did the kickoff. Definitely involved. The whole family is involved. So I just want to make sure that you're safe by going home and having your mom mentioned. So, and then Rockwell Automation, I got to thank Kendall Electric, because Kendall Electric is who I work for. We are a representative for Rockwell Automation. Kendall Electric, as a company, invest a lot of time with a lot of people spending their own time. And then they're also willing to let me kind of spend some time doing this. And I'm thankful for that. And then also Melinda Dunai, who's at home waiting.
Yeah. She's making supper or what?
Or she's making the order for the supper I'm going to pick up on the way home. So.
He's going to stop by New York Fried Chicken next to the radio station here and pick up some.
Empty nesters, that's the life. So, so we're going to come back here. We heard from just about everybody. We got so many. It's like I got a little tick sheet here trying to keep track. So Dylan and Owen, we had talked a little bit. Remind me here as far as how many years you've been involved. Dylan, you said this is your third?
Yeah, this is my third. I started in my freshman year.
So what drew you into FIRST? How did you become aware of it and interested in it?
So funny story, I've actually always been the exact opposite of what you expect. I've been in rodeo my whole life.
Okay.
So the far opposite range of technology. But I've always been a hands-on guy, and I always have liked devices and anything like that. My eighth grade year, I believe our team did a demonstration at the middle school, and you know, it was our team's first year.
Okay.
And so I had no idea that this was even a thing. You know, this is in like an underground world. It's amazing. but once you see it, it's huge. But I saw it, and I saw our first robot, and I thought it was amazing. And I didn't know much about anything but hands-on work.
Right.
I know a lot more now because of it, and I'm always be grateful. But it just really interested me, so I got involved, and I'm very happy I did. I have no regrets from it.
Very good, very good. Owen?
This is my second year, and I'm a sophomore. And like Dylan, for the assembly, when the high school brought their team to the middle school, that intrigued me. And then I've always been hands-on like Dylan. I've always liked working with like soldering irons and electronics and building stuff.
So you threw a shout out to Holden earlier.
Yeah.
Is he just doing this because is he now involved because Big Brother, or
yeah.
do you do anything actively with the middle school team?
Yeah, I was at every single meeting for the middle school team this year and helped them every step of the way with their robot. And
so you know how your dad kind of feels right
yeah.
now. So. Very good. So we did this last week, and I'd like to kind of do it as we go around the table. We'll start with Mara and just move ourselves along here. It's just easier to keep track. Sorry, not picking on you. So what I would like to know is something that you have learned through your time involved with robotics and first, whether, and it doesn't have to be specifically about the robot. Maybe it's just time management, different skill sets, presenting to people, things that you've learned that you never would have expected yourself. And I want to challenge, by the time we get over here, Garrett has to pick something different than you. So see, you're getting off pretty easy here, Mara.
So I've learned a lot of leadership through FIRST. And I also got a lot of presentation skills. I had to do a lot of presentations. So we did the Chairman's Award last year, and it was a really big presentation. And there was a lot of preparation that went into that. And a lot of time spent preparing for it. So
the Chairman's Award, we've talked in the past. I'm involved as a judge advisor. There are 15 different awards that we are presenting. The most prestigious one is the Chairman's Award, and that is a presentation that's – how long is that presentation that you have to do? Do you remember?
I don't remember. 7 minutes.
So it's a 7-minute presentation followed by 5 minutes of question and answer about what your team is doing in the community. So preparation for that has helped you in school?
Yes, it has helped me in school. So we have to do lots of presentations for classes. A lot of times English exams are presentations, and I've done much better on those after joining robotics.
Very good. And that, you didn't expect that when you started into robotics?
No, I kind of just thought it was just build the robot.
Okay. Good. Ashton, how about you? What have you picked up in all your long years of being involved with FIRST?
I'd probably say, like, time management, like you said before. Like, we definitely do have some late nights.
A little closer to that mic,
sorry.
Please.
There you go.
It moves out. You can pull it towards you.
Yep.
All the way.
It's like magic, dude.
We've definitely had quite a few late nights, but we still, like, always, like, try to get out of there by at least, like, 8 or 9 o'clock. But, like, even then, like, we somehow, like, we, like, always try to, like, make the crunch time until, like, in the 6 weeks.
So, and you've also still have these things called studies. You got to take care of those too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially with like exams, like right before our first competition.
Good timing on our part, right? So,
yeah.
Very good. How about you, Noah?
So, yeah, on the time management part for sure. But moreover for, I don't know about Pawpaw, but moreover for us for sure is stress management because those 6 weeks, when it's winding down, you know, it gets more stressful and stressful, and the more stuff you start to add at the end that you want to work, the less time you have to make it work. And, you know, if you don't get it working, you're sitting there looking at a bagged robot, and you're like, man, I really wish I got that done.
We had a lot of things yet to do. Owen, we're not gonna let you get away with time management. What else have you kind of picked up?
I've learned, like, marketing skills, like how to present myself to potential sponsors and how to present myself in a better way than I have in the past.
I'm going to say with as a sophomore, you've got a booming voice presenting yourself, not freaked out on the radio like some of the seniors in the room. So, Daniel, how about you? What have you picked up?
I've picked up a lot of I've picked up a lot of skills like with my hands, like being able to work on stuff like wiring. And I wasn't very good at wiring. I didn't have very much of an idea how to do it before. So through robotics, I've learned how to do it. And a lot of the building and machining.
Okay.
I learned how to do that.
Very good. Dylan, how about you?
So with me, it's actually CAD and things like that.
What
so
is CAD?
CAD is computer-aided drafting and design. It's
okay.
With 2Ds. So basically, like I said, I was always hands-on, and I was interested by technology, but I never really knew much about it. And our very first year that I joined, so the team's second year during Stronghold, we actually were missing mounts for our wheels for our intake system, and we 3D printed our mounts to adapt. And I saw that, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world, but I watched the people doing it, and I thought not in a million years where I was going to be able to do that. And so I went through that actually the entire first year, looking at it and getting really interested by it, but never really touching it. And then the next year, we had moved rooms, and we had gotten a few more computers and a little bit open space. And my teacher had even traded in one of our bigger printers and gotten 5 smaller 3D printing and kind of advanced the classes and stuff.
Very good.
Well, we got a little spare time, and he set me down in front of a computer and just kind of started out showing me that kind of stuff. And I actually have my own 3D printer now, and we're just, it's all kinds of really cool stuff like that. It intrigues me a lot, and it's great for the future.
Good. Garrett, how about you? You've had a lot of time to think.
Yeah, my big thing is when I was, I never really thought of myself as a leadership, and I was elected as a co-captain in my junior year, and that really is, I've progressed a lot, and I've heard from some of our mentors and my dad that they've all said that this year they've really seen me grow as a leader, and they, it's just a lot of growing and gathering of many skills.
So skills that you're going to be able to carry with you long after you're done with the robotics team.
Yeah. Skills like AutoCAD, wiring management.
This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Coming up on a commercial break here. I do want you to think about something, though. Shauna said, 5535, you make it to state and we'll send a triple batch of chocolate lava cake for the road. I want to know what chocolate lava cake is when we come back. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Sounds yummy. Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Ray Gustafson, Tim Dunai. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown, Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial, Lane Automotive in Lakeshore Public Schools. Before the break, we were talking about the chocolate lava cake, and I think everybody's eyes, Tim, in the room just was like,
not mine. I'm into health food.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, and people started actually drooling here. So Noah, you said you actually, during the break here, you actually make the chocolate lava cake. Explain it real quick.
So basically you take regular cake mix and you take pudding mix and you throw them in a crock pot and then you add chocolate chips on top. You let it sit for 4 hours. And then when you get it out of the crock pot, when time's up, it looks like regular cake. You put your spoon in, you get it, and it's just lava on the inside, lava cake, essentially.
Wow.
And I just gained 3 pounds listening
I'm
to that.
I'm telling you, my cholesterol level just went up, and my, well, anyway. So,
so coming up this week, we have, we've got 7 teams that are going to go to competitions this week. I talked about a couple of teams, Average Joe's and Team Lancebot, that have completed their season, and they're just waiting to see how teams do. 7 teams will go off to competitions this week, and then you two, and I think there's maybe 1 or 2 other teams that are competing in week 6. So maybe just one representative. I'm going to pick on Daniel from Bionic Bison. Tell me what you're looking forward to in this week 6 competition when you guys go to Lakeview.
I'm looking forward to trying to win, obviously, but one of the things I'm waiting to see is our robot to really climb really good. That's one thing I'm really looking forward to see. And also, I'm waiting to see how good our autonomous works after Noah tweaked it.
Very good. So, hopes of making the state competition, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. How the captain? Captain, my captain from Tupar. What are you guys looking forward to most in the week 6?
I think what we're really looking forward to is placing high after qualifications and going into the playoffs and hopefully winning. It's always been like, it's always a great experience when you're in the playoffs and it's really fun. But I really hope our autonomous, I really hope that ends up being very great. Our coder, Zach Goodwin, he's been amazing this entire season. He's our only coder right now, and he's been doing a great job doing code.
Good. So it was a big year for you guys last year. That was the first time that Tupar qualified for state. And then, or no, did you guys go in your rookie year? Did you qualify for state competition?
Our rookie year, we got the Rookie All-Star Award, okay. So we didn't compete in the competition, but we still got to go and experience that. But yes, last year we qualified for state competition. And we did good enough there to maintain and go to St. Louis for the World Championship. And that was a really great experience, except for at TGI Fridays, where we sat around for 2 hours and didn't get food even after 2 hours. So
you went to St. Louis. Let's recap and end on a good moment there. So, and then we have the World competition is coming to Detroit, so coming to Ford Field Cobo Center, that we'll have that competition after our state competition. And everything that you're doing is hopefully leading up to the top 160 teams will qualify to compete at Saginaw Valley State University at the Michigan State Championship. And alluding a little bit to what Garrett said, there are some teams, the Rookie All-Star and Engineering Inspiration teams, they at least qualify to go for an interview. Hopefully their robot qualifies. But that's participating in the competitions themselves as well as the judged awards.
Tim, you want to thank our teams for coming in tonight?
Yeah, okay. truly do thank you guys. I know it's a little bit of a travel for both you guys, especially Pawpaw making the trip here. We do appreciate it. Hope you guys enjoyed your time here. We wish you the best of luck. I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you in Saginaw and seeing you in Detroit.
Awesome. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University. Think differently, learn differently at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Wausau Homes of Stevensville, redefining the building experience. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Luke Brown and Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial. Lane Automotive, currently hiring in their distribution center. Go to laneautomotive.com. And Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.